Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcasts. We're talking with Mike Bunt, the General Manager of Corporate Marketing Equipment for Buffalo Rock, a Pepsi bottler and a vending operator based in Birmingham, Alabama, with operations throughout the Southeast. We last talked about the benefits of recycling to the vending operation. We talked about the fact that it boosted sales and improved customer relations. Today, I want to get a little bit more specific. Mike, I want to know exactly how many machines in your fleet have the recycling, and what types of locations do you find work best for recycling?
I was looking this morning, and right now we have over 1,400 recyclers in the trade. Now, you know, that is off of our full-line vending base of about 20,000 pieces. And we've really not migrated to the retail side yet because, you know, they're not really asking for it, and, the stores keep up with their change and their bills, so they're keeping them full. But right now we targeted our full-line vending accounts, and out of, 20,000 pieces of equipment in the trade, we have 1,400 and change, recyclers out there.
Okay. And what types of accounts are they most suited for?
Elliot, there's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, we have them in YMCAs, we have them in steel plants, we have them in hospitals, we have them in office complexes. It's just anywhere that someone wants to, buy a drink, or a bag of chips, it's got potential.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say the average sales lift is when you put the cashless recycler in the bank?
Well, we've seen anywhere, from a 15% to a military base that literally sustained, 200% increases on Gatorade machines. And we, when we got to checking into it, we found out that the military is not allowed to carry change. So their ATM machine literally, they dispense $5 bills instead of 20s. And we watched the soldiers there. And they would actually stand in line, and the guy would get a drink. He turned around and had to hand the change back to his buddy. Well, now that the recyclers are on there, they get dollar bills back. So they've really embraced it on the military basis.
Okay. And what kind of servicing do you find they require?
Well, it's just like any standard bill changer, validator, or, you got to keep the change and the escrow in it. And, as far as service calls on it, I've not seen any spike, if you will, in service calls with recyclers.
Uh-huh.
We'll have just the same type of issues, you would with a standard validator.
Okay. How would you say the escrow in the recycler compares to the bill I'm sorry. How do you think the escrow in the recycler compares to the bill changer?
Well, you stop and think, the average bill changer was sitting there with $300 in coins in it.
Mm-hmm.
So theoretically you could put 10 recyclers out there with $30 in escrow and still have the same cash flow. The difference is, where we're paring down our change levels. So if we add, say, $15 in escrow in bills, we can always par down our changers to $15 in coins, so you still got the same total escrow in the machine.
All right. I think that'll do it for now, Mike. The next time we talk, we'll look more specifically at return on investment with recyclers. Thank you.